Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, yeah, we had a little few bumps in the road here getting started. But then again, many people are saying it is Mercury in retrograde. So we're going to put all that aside because we're getting ready to talk with you about what it's like to give our immune system a boost. But before we do that, before I introduce my guest for today, I want to mention that you all have been amazing. We have received twice as many applications for the Holistic Makeover Contest than we did last year. We've received applications from you from across the globe, as far as Sweden, and we're excited to get that program going. You're going to be blown away by the sponsors and the people that are going to work with you. My guest today, Anna Luque, is one of those folks that's going to help and coach you to the most amazing year of health and fitness and well-being you can imagine. So Happy New Year to everyone in a year where the expansiveness can only be matched by the unknown, unlimited nature of the universe. And we are thrilled to be making it happen with you. My guest today, Anna Luque, is going to be joining us. We, you know, many people know her as the yogurt goddess, but tonight she's going to give you some really key information on what it means to give your immune system a boost. We're going to talk about what the immune system does, what it controls, but we're also going to talk about what some of the things are that cause the system to get weak. And then much more than that, what can you do right now? Just so you want to find out a little bit about Anna Luque, she's being brought to us by the Greek gods and Greek gods yogurt. The Greek gods and the Greek gods yogurt company are taking the country by storm. Their yogurt is hard to keep on shelves in grocery stores, and there's a very good reason why. And so today, you're going to get to chat with Anna. She is the author of The Yogurt Diet, and she's also one of the most sought-after consultants when it comes to food, when it comes to health, when it comes to getting ourselves in complete control of nutrition and wellness. You know, she has been a chef for some of the top celebrities. She has been on the hit show E! And much more. Today, we're opening the door up for a conversation for 2010 that's all about health and well-being.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit.
Happy New Year, everyone. I want to wish you a very, very, very happy New Year. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And with all technical whatever it is that just happened aside, we've got a great show for you today.
when we think about the new year, one of the things we think about is our health and well-being. You know, what is it going to take for us to build an incredible system, which is our body, an immune system, that will enable us to do all of the really cool things we want to do? And this is the year to do it. Anna Luque is joining me here tonight. She is known as the yogurt goddess, but more importantly, she has been a spokesperson for health and well-being and works with some of the top celebrities we have in the country. She's also a private chef, and more importantly, she's someone that knows how to help people take their whatever's going on in their lives and their body and bring it to amazing health. She's also the author of The Yogurt Diet, and thanks to our friends at Greek Gods Yogurt, we've got her on the show tonight. So if you are ready to experience something different in your life, if you really want to understand what's going on, what your immune system is about, tonight is the show. Anna, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. You know, a lot of times we put our New Year's resolution list together, you know what I mean? And we list a bunch of things. Sometimes we want to put something about our health, but most of the time we don't. A lot of it comes down to, I want to lose some weight, I want to go do this, I want to earn more money. But what is it you can share with us about the well-being of our health and what we really need to get beefed up here for 2010?
Right, well, I think that, I always focus on this. I think that weight and health go hand in hand. There's no separation. Whether you're overweight or underweight, they're both a sign that your health is not where it should be. So when I start working with clients, and now, you know, things are getting really busy with people making New Year's resolutions and wanting to stick to it, people tend to come to me because they want to lose weight, and, you know, by summer they want to have that ideal weight that they used to have when they were 22. And their surprise is that I take them completely away from the focus of wanting to lose weight and 100% focusing on getting healthy, because losing a few pounds is momentary and getting healthy is for a lifetime, regardless if you're 12 or if you're 75. It's important to focus on our health, and that will put everything in place, including losing those extra pounds.
So when we take a look at your work that you do to help people bring their bodies into an absolutely amazing vitalistic perspective and, you know, really be this machine that it was meant to be, where do you start? Tonight's conversation, I know, was about the immune system, but I don't know that people really understand what that's about until something goes wrong with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and it's incredible, all the research that's out there in terms of the immune system and how it affects obesity and autoimmune diseases and infertility. So many different functions of the body depend on the immune system. And this is something that I don't think anybody has really, taken a step back and thought, well, why are we getting overweight? Why is our country getting so obese and we have so many prevalent diseases? And we're actually, I just read a report that things are not getting any better.
No, I don't think so.
Right, we die less of heart attacks, but we're still as obese. The rates of diabetes are growing faster than ever. And if you really look at all these diseases, they have to do with the immune system. So when I start working with clients, the very first thing that I do is a questionnaire, and that tells me very accurately where they are at in their health.
I want you to share. I'm curious to hear what some of the questions are that you ask people.
Some of the questions.
I don't know if I'm going to give you an answer, but we'll see.
Right. Well, there are many, many questions. There are about 75 questions. One of the questions would be if you have gastrointestinal problems. And within that, there are 5 or 6 different questions in that. So it has to do with bowel movements, with frequency, with, if you have acid reflux or a lot of different things having to do with your gastrointestinal tract. Something else that I ask is if you feel that you're losing hair, that your hair is weak or your nails are weak. Another very important thing is venereal diseases. If you're sexually active, have you been checked for different diseases that are sexually transmitted? And it's incredible how many people suffer from, let's say, or women with yeast infections, and they keep taking fungal medications to take care of that, and they just spend years and years with recurrent infections, not really being able to get rid of them 100% for good. And so once we look at all the different parts of the body, like I said, from the hair and the gastrointestinal system and your reproductive system and your sexual organs, when we look at all of this, I can tell very well where your health is at, and then we start focusing on the diet, how you're going to change your diet so that everything goes back into place. And it's incredible how people can go back to 100% health without any pills. Again, because I mentioned yeast infections in women, they stop taking fungal medications and they're able to get rid of yeast infections for good. So there are many aspects of health that's important, to take a look at when you try to make a New Year's resolution and focus on your health rather than on losing weight.
So, Anna, one of the things that I think it's really important to talk about is that, your approach to this is that people can achieve optimum wellness. I mean, that's basically what we're saying here. I mean, that's your kind of mission. It's like, okay, look, I had, some situations when I was growing up, and I was able to get past them, and this is what I learned. But the immune system is truly responsible for so many, many things. How do we even start to approach the problem, when we know that there's something gone awry with our immune system? It seems so daunting. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It does seem daunting because nobody really talks about the immune system. It seems that it's this, this mystery, and it's very complicated. But it's really not. I remember growing up in Spain, whenever we were sick as kids, and it was not very often, we were seldom ever sick, they would look at our immune system, what's going on. I remember my mom or grandma, they would look at our tongue and see what color it was and if it had a white coating on top, if it had little hairs, if it had brown spots, whatever it may have had. And that can tell a lot of where your immune system is at, what's really affecting whatever illness or whatever ailment you have at the moment. And it's interesting because the mouth is the entrance, the passage to the rest of your body. It's really, other than the skin, the mouth is what's outside, in the exterior. So, and your tongue is part of your entire gastrointestinal tract. And interestingly, 70% of your immune system, of your total immune system, is located right in the digestive tract. Just looking at your tongue, if you read anything about traditional medicine, you will see that a lot of diagnosis is done through the tongue, is not through, blood tests and urine tests, because this didn't exist thousands of years ago.
So, Anna, when we take a look at this, and you know what I'm really struck by? I noticed that this season of The Biggest Loser just began. I think it began this week, actually. And what they were commenting on is that this is the most amount of weight they have ever had on the show. And I remember sort of a caption, and I think it was Jillian that just basically said, she said, when is it going to stop? And I think that is kind of an interesting question to present. What is the relationship between somebody's weight and the immune system? And, you know, it's kind of like people are trying to figure it out. They're trying to say, well, you know, if you gain too much weight, it's going to compromise your immune system. Other people are saying, well, if your immune system's compromised, you're going to gain weight. What is it? Which is it?
Well, it's probably both. You know, as you gain weight, you're going to compromise your immune system because you compromise every bit of health in your body. And at the same time, if your immune system is compromised, because let's say, you know, you take antibiotics. Well, the reason why you take antibiotics to begin with is because you have some sort of infection. But your body tends to just take care of these infections if you're eating properly. However, we tend to take a lot of antibiotics because we have this idea that our body is not perfect. So we take antibiotics, and that compromises our immune system even further. And that's when the problems really begin. So, again, it goes hand in hand. You know, what came first? It's all the same thing. But since it's all the same thing, what it is true and what it is real is that when you take care of your immune system to put it back where it belongs, then you start losing weight. Then you lose those cravings for the sugar, for processed carbs, for junk foods. So it is very important to eat for your immune system, not so much thinking about what I'm craving now, what I'm not craving. And your body is so smart. It takes 28 days, only 28 days, to make a permanent change in your body. And it happens with food as well. So, you know, and we've talked about this before. If you focus on substitution, so instead of, let's say that you have, you know, a soda every day at noon, let's say, soda with sugar, with artificial sweeteners. I'm not saying stop, you know, well, I'm saying, you know, stop that habit, stop having the soda, but I'm not saying stop the habit altogether. You can substitute that habit for a healthier one. So instead of just, you know, 12 o'clock rolls around and then you're craving that soda and you're biting your nails because that's really what you want to have, you know, make a positive change in your life. Have a green tea. Have a matcha green tea instead. In 28 days, I can guarantee that if you've done this consistently, what your body will start craving is actually the matcha green tea.
So, Anna, I want to ask you a question. For those of you tuning in, Anna Luque, my very special guest joining us here today, she is the author of The Yogurt Diet, someone that is much sought after around the globe, helping people, first of all, understand what's going on with their bodies, and secondly, then figuring out how to get to solution. I wanted to kind of ask you a question about, you know, this level of awareness now, this change that people get to make. You know, how much do we really understand about the immune system? And, you know, will that Coke that you have every day weaken it? What are some of the things that do weaken one's immune system?
Well, sugar is the number one killer.
Bam! I knew you were going to say that.
I'm not a very good, a good friend of sugar. However, you know, you have to also look at sugar. You know, sugar is not all bad. If you buy sugar that's organic and that's, the natural sugar, which is brown, that's a completely different story. Now, it's the processed sugar that's white, that really has no minerals left in it, no vitamins, because actually sugar does have minerals and vitamins, but it's when it's super processed that all of that gets killed. And then also when we've been eating a lot of junk food and we've been taking antibiotics and other medications, when our immune system is compromised, then sugar, regardless of what type it is, even honey, which is so healthy for us, can be damaging to the body. So any type of sugar I would substitute, or, you know, and a good substitution is actually agave. Agave, it's a plant from Mexico that grows mostly in Mexico, and the nectar that comes out of this plant is, it breaks down completely differently in the body than other sugars do. So the body actually does not have the enzymes to break down these long, long, long chains of sugar. So basically what happens is that it goes undigested through the gastrointestinal tract and into the colon, and then bacteria start to break it down through fermentation. So it's a different process than regular sugar or even honey.
I have to tell you, and this is something that's probably going to, you know, make you a little crazy. You probably don't watch a lot of television, but I received an email from one of the listeners who said, hey, did you know that on television now they have commercials in support of high fructose corn syrup? And I said, what? I don't even have the name right, but corn syrup and cornstarch. So they have spent tens of thousands of dollars now coming out to support corn syrup and corn. Yeah. I mean, have you seen these commercials on television?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. You would be sad.
Yeah. I know. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I tend to stay away from television, because there's a lot of advertising that's confusing. High fructose corn syrup is... There are studies, and those don't lie. You know, the studies are very definitive in terms of, you know, they've done them with humans, they've done them with animals, and they show how obesity is very well linked to the consumption of high fructose corn syrup. Now, the corn and the soy industry are both very, very strong in the U.S., and they have millions of dollars to spend on their quest, you know, on their what it is that they're trying to accomplish. And if it's to sell us more corn syrup or more soy, they will do that, and they will try to to get rid of anybody that's saying otherwise. But even, you know, it's interesting because even last year, products that had been using high fructose corn syrup for many years, since the 80s, they have switched to sugar, and they're actually advertising now their product saying, you know, we make our product with sugar. And the reason why they're doing that is to actually let us know that it's a healthier product than it was before. I believe actually even some of the, you know, popular sodas now have a sugar alternative versus corn syrup.
Exactly. It's really kind of interesting, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the reason I brought that up is because you did mention, you know, sugar. And it was interesting to see a campaign, an advertising campaign, in support of high fructose corn syrup. And, you know, this is just, I think, the trick with all of this, Anna, if I understand you right, is we have a responsibility to pay more attention to what is on a label, what's on a box, and really, you know, drill down and find out what it is we're putting in our bodies.
Right. You know, with any product out there, I think it's important that we research it. You know, we, as corporations, you know, try to make more money, we have to design new products. And corn is a fabulous grain because there's no waste in it. Everything in corn yields money, yields financial gain for the industry. So they, you know, they try to stretch every, you know, corn grain that they, you know, that's out there in the market. So it's important that we do diligence research, mm-hmm. and we're informed in what it is that we're putting in our bodies. Don't rely so much on advertising, because if we relied on advertising, you know, of course a corporation that's, you know, manufacturing a product is not going to tell you that it's bad for you. It's going to defend its point and is going to tell you that it's fabulous. And again, you know, I always tend to stick to history. And so
yes.
If a product has been used for hundreds, thousands of years, most likely, you know, the proof is there. Because if it was unhealthy, then human beings would have stopped using it a long time ago.
Absolutely. You know, what I want to do, Anna, is I want to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the other things that mess up our immune system. Let's take a short break. Anna Luque, my very special guest right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Let's take a short one, a word from our fabulous sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, please go, just go ahead and check us out on our website, www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. We have got so many cool things going on. When you go to our homepage, you want to sign up for our newsletter, but more importantly, make sure you click on the box right there on the homepage that talks about some gifts. We have coaches that are gifting free coaching sessions. All you need to do is click on the image on that homepage or the link there. It'll take you to a spot where you'll be able to see exactly what our sponsors and guests are paying forward. And today, joining me here, Anna Luque, as she always has, is tackling a very tough subject. You know, the subject of the immune system and what we need to do to make sure that it's not only working well, but working in the way that helps us, that serves us. Anna, thank you so much for joining us. Before we kind of jump ahead, could you take a minute and let people know how they can find out more about you?
Sure. They can go to my website. That's annaluque.com, and it's A-N-A-L-U-Q-U-E. Or they can also go to myyogurtdiet.com.
So let's get back to this question of the immune system. Some people all of a sudden wake up one day and, you know, they're hit with a chronic illness. And, you know, from conventional practices, people just say, oh, okay, you woke up one day and you got sick. But others say that the body has been working towards whatever it is that shows up as a breakdown. And that's the immune system we're talking about. So can you tell us what other things kind of, you know, are not going to support a healthy immune system?
Right. Well, I don't want to just brush over that. You know, what you said is very important, Dr. Pat, you know, that we wake up one morning and we, you know, suddenly we have a chronic disease. And it is true that it, you know, disease doesn't just creep up from one day to the next. It's been growing inside of our bodies for a long time until the body just breaks down and boom, you know, it shows up in a big way. But it's probably been there for quite a while, you know, maybe a few years, developing and finding its way out, you know, into the world to let you know, hey, you know, you better take care of your body. Otherwise I'm going to continue growing in here. Some of the things that are horrible is, you know, like we said, sugar, but also antibiotics. I can't stress enough how horrible it is to take antibiotics the way that we do. Antibiotics are great. They're great to save lives. But it seems that we take antibiotics for a throat, you know, when we have a throat, like some throat pain, or we have, you know, it just anything really. And a lot of times this will weaken our immune system even further, and we'll end up with high blood pressure and high cholesterol and gastrointestinal problems that can develop into colitis or Crohn's disease. So that's another one. Chlorinated water, believe it or not, you know, if you're drinking water right straight from your tap, you should put a filter in it. Because if you remember, the reason why we chlorinate water is to kill harmful organisms. But when you put that chlorinated water in your body, it also kills your good bacteria, your healthy bacteria. And in the book, in the yogurt diet, I mentioned a few studies that have been done over the years that prove that people who drink chlorinated water have a tendency to develop a number of cancers. So that's, you know, and especially in certain areas in the country, you know, they'll say, well, yeah, you know, in this area, this type of cancer is very prevalent, or that type of cancer. And they've seen that it has to do with the amount of chlorine that's in the water as well. And then at the same time, you know, it's the same with antibiotics as it is with chlorine. We are developing bacteria that have that are immune, that end up being immune to these killers. You know, what were once killers, they're not anymore. So chlorinated water is another one. High fructose corn syrup, we talked about it before. Another one also is all the oils that come from corn and the hydrogenated oils. That's also terrible for the immune system. Another one is stress. Stress will definitely kill your immune system. And that one will be quick. it doesn't take a long time. You know, and I want to point this out because, you know, a lot of people may think, well, how can stress kill your immune system? Well, a few years ago, you know, for a long, long time, we thought that ulcers were caused by stress, right?
Exactly.
And we thought that this was a chronic condition. If you had an ulcer, there was no turning back. Well, then in the 90s, two Australian scientists, they set out to prove that actually ulcers were caused by bacterial infections. And at the beginning of the 2000s, they proved it, and they actually won a Nobel Prize for this discovery. Now, why am I saying this? The reason why stress causes a bacterial infection that then causes ulcers is because when you're stressed out, you produce acidity in your body. This acidity kills the good bacteria that you have in the lining of the stomach, or somewhere in the gastrointestinal tract, and it gives room for harmful organisms to grow. And that's how stress can weaken the immune system and promote disease such as having an ulcer. So the you know, and I talk about this in the yogurt diet as well. So one way to get rid of ulcers, and I do this all the time. I have a lot of clients who come with ulcers. What we do is we starve the harmful bacteria, so we don't give it certain foods like sugar and wheat and soy products. So all of that is eliminated, and we start feeding the body all foods that will promote the growth of healthy organisms. So we feed the body a lot of yogurt and kefir and lots of vegetables and fruits, fish and nuts and, you know, all healthy foods. And within no time, I can say that the average is usually 4 weeks, people get rid of the ulcers.
So, you know, when we're looking at this, you know, we're not just talking about the things that can go wrong, but we're also talking about, you know, some of the solution. And you're right, Anna. I mean, there are some of the things we're talking about are really quite controversial. I mentioned the whole fructose sweetened business, you know, the corn syrup sweetened business and fructose sweetened, you know, all of that. And the controversy continues. I understand why advertising has gotten the way it is right now because, you know, I think a study that was generated in April of this past year just connected corn syrup to heart disease. So there is conflicting information, but don't you think some of this has to take common sense?
Well, common sense is something that it's, you know, it can be a little bit tricky because what makes sense for you may not make sense for me, you know, and that's why, you know, we see so much advertising every day, and it's who has the advertising dollars that's going to win the battle. You know, today that's just the way it is. It's not what product is best and healthier, but it's the product that has the most advertising dollars. So if that's what you're being bombarded with all day long, you know, high fructose corn syrup, it comes from corn, it's a, you know, it's healthy for you and whatnot, you're going to end up making sense out of that and saying, oh, it is healthy for me. You know, we've talked about this before with the fat battle in the, I think it was the 80s, 90s when, you know, fat was bad for you. And
oh my gosh, yeah.
There was so much advertising with that, you know, and then in the, you know, in the new millennium, then the story or the song changed, and then suddenly fats, certain fats were good for you. And that is true, you know, olive oil, all the omega-3s from fish and coconut oil, you know, we found out that all these oils are actually very healthy for you, and if you don't eat fat, actually a lot of the systems in your body start to fail, your immune system, your reproductive system, your cognitive system, I mean, many systems in your body. So, you know, again, we have to take information that we hear or read with a grain of salt. And I think, I mean, this is, I can't stress this enough. It is so important to go back in history. And I think that we have the answers in cookbooks. It's not in medical books. It's not, you know, it's in the simplest place in your library. It's in cookbooks. Go grab a book from, it doesn't matter, you know, what cuisine it is. If it's Indian cuisine, if it's Mediterranean cuisine or Thai cuisine, it doesn't matter. Go look at any of these cuisines, any of these recipes, and they have the answers. Whatever we were eating more than 100 years ago, that's what wins. That's what's really good for us. So I know for a fact that high fructose corn syrup was not being consumed 100 years ago. Therefore, that's the answer. That shouldn't be good for us.
I love what you're saying. Let's take a short break, Anna. When we come back, Anna Luque, my very special guest today, we're now going to connect the dots. The dots that are going to be connected have to do with, you know, how does the immune system contribute or how does it help autoimmune disease? What can we do about it? Can we prevent autoimmune disease? And can we actually reverse these symptoms? Most people that are diagnosed with autoimmune disease are told from the get-go, there's no turning back. When we come back, Anna Luque will take that on and much more on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Are we off the air?
I don't know. We may not be off the air. So maybe we should just keep talking about it. I want to ask you about this because we did talk about autoimmune disease. Can you tell a little bit about what autoimmune disease is? Because I think it's a term that's been thrown around a lot, but I don't think people really understand it.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah,
let's
I have to tell you. Yeah.
Let's do it right now.
Okay. Are we on the air?
I think so.
Oh, we are. Oh. well, autoimmune disease is when your own immune system perceives certain elements or certain foods as the enemy, even though, you know, to other people they may not be. So let's say, you know, like gluten, for example, has, you know, it's linked to celiac disease, and celiac disease is an autoimmune disease. So when you eat anything that has gluten in it, which are wheat products, then your body perceives it as harmful, and it starts attacking your own body, and that's what an autoimmune disease is. You know, same with, you know, let's say pollen or dust, you know, things that are commonly in our lives and that shouldn't hurt us. But the reason why this happens is because your immune system is compromised. So instead of having the good bacteria, the probiotic bacteria that line your gastrointestinal tract and different cavities in your body, like your nasal cavities and so on, it's harmful organisms that have taken over. So when you put these different allergens in your body, the body cannot fight them off. So it's going to perceive them as as harmful, and it's going to attack the lining of your, you know, different linings of your body. And that's what autoimmune disease is. But you know, that said, and with what I've said, that it's harmful bacteria that have to do with this, and the absence of good bacteria, what I focus on with my work is rebuilding the immune system by putting back the good bacteria into the linings of your body, especially in the gastrointestinal tract. And when this happens, these autoimmune diseases tend to disappear.
So, you know, this is really step one, and that is being able to, you know, put back into the body one of the core essence of some of the things that have been destroyed. What's the best way to go about that?
To put it back on?
Yeah, to add, you know, the good bacteria back into our intestines.
Oh, well, the easiest way to start this is by eating yogurt. You know, with probiotic bacteria, not just any yogurt will do it. And that's why I emphasize so much about eating Greek God's yogurt, because Greek God's yogurt has the probiotic bacteria, it's life, and when it goes through your gastrointestinal tract, it will attach to the walls of your gastrointestinal tract and begin to display the harmful organisms that may have taken over. And again, you know, this is not an easy process. Depending on where your immune system is at, and that means how much bad bacteria versus good bacteria you have, it's going to take, you know, more or less time. So I would say to start with eating Greek God's yogurt 3 times a day, so morning for breakfast, and either before or after lunch, and then before or after dinner, you know, maybe as a snack before going to bed. If you have a habit of having ice cream, let's say, you know, substitute it for Greek God's yogurt with a little bit of fruit and add agave to it. And in 3 months, you should see a big, big difference. You know, obviously, you also have to start taking out certain foods out of your diet. But again, you know, I think that, you know, going in little steps is what's going to get you there faster. People tend to think that, boom, you know, you do everything all at once, and that's going to get you there faster. And what happens is that it's not sustainable. Like, you know, if you want to run a marathon, you don't run the marathon the first day. You run a marathon by, you know, first, you know, running, I don't know, a few feet, and then running a few miles, and then, you know, you can run the whole entire marathon after some training. This is no different when you're trying to make lifestyle changes. You have to look at it as running a marathon and taking little steps. Because if you think that that first day, you know, you have it in your head, I'm going to run a marathon, and you go out there, it's not going to happen. So with this, it's exactly the same. Little steps, little steps.
You know, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is that these little steps we're taking are really, these steps are the steps that we take to reverse disease in our body and in our system. We become weakened from any number of different things. Many people believe that, you know, the minute they go into the hospital for an operation, their system breaks down. And so, you know, what is it that we can say about all of this? And, you know, Anna, one of the things we don't talk about very much is children and the immune system.
Yeah. And, again, you know, we see children in schools now with so many diseases. You know, when you're a child is when you should be the healthiest. And it's funny how I hear, you know, friends of mine or clients with children who are sick constantly, and they tell me, well, it's normal, you know, he's 3 years old or she's 5 years old. You know, it's normal that they are sick. This is when they should be getting sick. And that's not the case. Children that age should not be sick. You know, it's one thing that maybe you get an infection once a year, but not constantly. Every 2-3 weeks they have an infection. So, you know, and I was actually reading an article today that there are more children being born through C-section today than ever before. Children are not being breastfed. These two are big, big components of children having weakened immune systems because they're not getting the probiotic bacteria that the mother has through the birth canal or through the breast milk. So this is, you know, this is a reason why children have weakened immune systems. So that was the case if your child was born through a C-section and was not breastfed, then it's very important that after a year he or she starts eating yogurt, a good quality yogurt. Make sure it has the fat in it. That's very important as well for the development of the brain. And I would say, you know, that would be the very first tip that I can give.
Well, and the other thing is also read the labels. I mean, one of the things that I think you've taught our listeners is pick up the label and read it. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you start to see a bunch of names of things that you can't even pronunciate, then this is where I talk about common sense. Common sense is, why would I want to put something in my body that, you know, has some kind of ingredient that I can't even pronounce? That doesn't get back to the cookbook philosophy, Anna, that you talked about. I mean, when you pick up that 100-year-old cookbook, you know when it says olive oil, it's olive oil. When it says sugar, it's sugar. It's not some 16-syllable word that we read on labels.
Right, and it is so true. That is so true.
So as we wrap up, you know, this has been, again, another phenomenal show. I want to thank you for joining us here today. I wanted to ask you, first of all, to make sure we have your website, and then what is your message for our listeners today? You know, what would you like to tell us to help us kick this new year off with a just an incredible, healthy, healthy surge of goodness?
I would say to focus on your health. This is extremely important in the times that we're running into with so much disease out there. And I said it before, take it one day at a time. Make sure that you enjoy the journey. That's very important, that you don't make it painful. I just have a feeling that 2010 is going to be an amazing year, and I'm already seeing it with clients, with people around me. More people are tuning into the reality of what healthy is. And I think that, you know, with doing the shows and getting the word out there, people are being inspired and they're making real changes in their lives.
I also want to, you know, mention Greek God's Yogurt. For one thing is, you know, we're not willing to compromise on, what did you call it, that 100-year-old cookbook, so to speak.
Right, yeah. And so, you know, I said it before, if there's one change that you want to start making right now, is start eating Greek God's Yogurt, preferably 3 times a day, about 4 or 5 ounces each serving. And that's a great way to kickstart the year and your health goals. And you can reach me on my website, on analuque.com. That's analuque.com. And the Greek Gods Yogurt website is greekgodsyogurt.com.
And, yeah, when you go to the website, they are fully disclose everything in their yogurt. You can make the decisions yourself. And I thank you again so much for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. I just want to mention to everybody out there, for more information about us, please go ahead to the drpatshow.com website. And Happy New Year to all of you. Happy New Year to you, Anna. And Happy New Year to all of our friends at BBS Radio. We'll see you all next time. And my goodness, let's get ready for the best of the best. We'll see you next time.
Somehow, not maybe.